The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Dressed. It's your host, Liv Perez. Happy Monday. I hope you're all having a great start to your week. I am in LA this week. I'm so happy to be home for a second. I am actually so ridiculous because a few months ago, I was like, oh, getting married in July. I'm going to take it easy leading up to my wedding. Not going to travel in the spring. I'm going to be on my workout routine. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to be calm, cool, collected. And lo and behold, I just got back from Italy, where I went for 48 hours. And I'm heading to Austin this coming weekend for Dear Media IRL. And I'm so excited. Lesson learned, I can't sit still. I truly can't. I love the chase. I love the thrill of a 48-hour trip. I love having a packed schedule. I love never putting my suitcases away. I love that they just have like a perpetual place out in my closet for any trip at any given time. I love that I have like a pre-packed bag of toiletries at all times. I think this like on-the-go lifestyle is just becoming my identity and I need to be okay with it. As I mentioned, going to Dear Media IRL this weekend. If you are listening and you are going, please shoot me a DM so we can meet in person and say hi. I'm so excited. I cannot wait to be with a ton of other podcast hosts. I can't wait to be in Austin. It's my first time. I've never been to Austin. I've actually only been to Texas once. I've been to Dallas because I have family friends that live there. But another thing to DM me about, if you're someone that has a recommendation that I must go to, please let me know. I know that the Dear Media girlies are going to show me a good time, but I need a good list because I will have some free time and I want to explore. My panel's on Saturday, 12:40 p.m. It's going to be called Unlocking Your Signature Look. I'm going to be talking with Whitney Port, Molly Sims, Pia Barancini, Emma Shigorley. I'm so excited. It's such a good group. Really good panel. I'm pretty lucky. So if you are in Austin and you're coming, please come watch us. I'm really excited to be talking about all my favorite things like must-have beauty, styling tips, and of course, current favorite trends. So excited, and I hope to see you guys there. Today's episode is very true to my personality. It's definitely like giving the inner planner in me, the inner like, I'm going to plan ahead and make sure I have everything I need, because we're talking about summer fashion already. I live in LA, so it's perpetual summer. I think about the Chloe Sevigny video, if any of you saw it, where she talks about how much she hates LA. And she's like, the sunshine, it's monotonous. I died, because it is really true. We have sunshine every day here. So we don't really have a spring. It kind of goes straight from like winter, low 60s, 70s, just being like high 70s, 80s every day. We really like fast forward through that additional season. So I feel prepared to already be talking about this. But I also think a lot of you guys are too, because in the past month, I noticed something very interesting happening in my Instagram DMs. There was one singular question that was like infiltrating my inbox. And it was, hey, Liv, I'm heading to Italy this summer. Any good sundress ideas? One, I'm so happy that so many of you are going to Italy this summer. I hope you have the best time. I too am going to Italy this summer. So it's something that's also on my mind. But two, I love that you guys are thinking ahead. One, again, the inner planner in me is thrilled. And also, I knew that this would make for such a good podcast episode. And so, of course, I dove in, did all the research for you guys, and this entire episode will basically be my walking guide to all of the best sundresses for your upcoming summer travels or just for a beautiful summer stroll outside of your house. Whatever it is you're doing this summer, I've got you covered. Instead of just going through a bunch of different brands and a bunch of different styles, I actually instead wanted to go through some trends within the like summer sundress orbit that I've been seeing a lot of that I think are really fun for you guys to delve into this summer. They're also pretty and feminine. Sundress season's my favorite. Like there is no better feeling than like throwing on a sundress, little flat, cute little raffia bag, maybe a little hat, and stepping outside of your house to that like muggy or dry LA summer heat. I get so excited about it, genuinely. I actually was in my closet the other day looking at a sundress that I got recently, and I was like, it's not time yet for you, but it's soon. It's coming. I can feel it. I can smell it in the air. It's imminent. So I want to start with the first trend, which I'm seeing everywhere. I actually wore myself in Paris, and you're going to see on me again soon, wink, wink. And that is the bubble hem. Essentially what it is, for those of you who are like, what the hell is a bubble hem? It essentially is the bottom of the dress, like the hemline, bubbles under. So it kind of gives that, like, I like to call it like a jellyfish skirt. So like you know, like twirl your hips, and it definitely gives that like rounded shape versus a flat hem. I've been seeing this everywhere, and I feel like the beginning of the bubble hem was the Danielle Frankel bridal dress that came out. It was like this beautiful white ivory silk spaghetti, kind of like leotard bodice, but then a really cute mini bubble hem mini dress. And I feel like after that, it was everywhere. It was kind of like a slow roll. I feel like her wedding was like a year and a half ago. And now I feel like if I Google sundress, more than half of them that are coming up are bubble hemmed versus a straight hem. The one that I wore in Paris is from one of my best friend's brands. It's called Mimchick. It was actually my favorite look from Paris, I think. And you guys loved it too. It was on my Instagram. And so many of you commented how much you loved it. I wore it with like a long black trench, opaque black tights, and then black pumps. And it was just such a good like girls' night going out moment. I found so many online for you guys from a really wide variety of price points. They have them on Reformation right now. They have really similar styles. The Clea dress is like a strapless bubble hemmed mini dress, and they have it in actually a lot of prints, which I think are so cute for daytime. They also have just like a traditional like black, it almost looks like a dark navy. But one that I really love that I think is such a cute summer dress is the Clea in like the black and ivory two-tone. So the strapless bodice is black, and then the bubble hem skirt is in ivory. I feel like something I've also been seeing everywhere, and this is probably like a la the Sofia Richie solid and striped collab, is this like two-toned black and ivory moment in a summer dress. She made a beautiful one for solid and striped, which I'm sure you guys saw all over your Instagram. It was a black long sleeve dress where the top obviously was black, and the bottom skirt was this beautiful white. So flowy, so romantic, very chic. So I've been seeing that like two-tone duo everywhere lately. So if you want to knock out two trends in one dress, the Clea dress in black and sugar from Reformation is the way to go. I really love it with a Mary Jane. I feel like the Mary Jane is going to be the shoe of the summer. And if you want to edge it up a little bit, like a Mary Jane with a really strong buckle and some matching jewelry, I think will really make it feel a little bit edgier if you're worried about feeling too feminine. Maybe a strong earring, maybe a blazer over it if you are somewhere that is a little bit like cooler, and a great black bag would again make this feel edgier if you're not looking to be super girly and flirty. For evening, throw it on with a heel. The bubble hem heel combo really did something to my soul. It actually like altered my brain chemistry. I felt so hot and so good. So good to note for maybe a summer evening that you might have coming up that you are trying to plan for. The one that I said from Reformation is in the $200 range, and there are so many others in that range. Mango has one from $150. Dish, you guys know my fave, I love Dish, has one for $150, also in that exact same two-tone. So the options are endless. If you have something a little bit more formal, maybe a wedding that you want to wear a bubble hem to, Simkai has the Kenley dress in black, which is closer to $1,000. A little bit more of like an elevated evening dress moment if you want to try the trend. Also for my fellow brides, if you're listening, Reformation has a $500 version of the bubble hem dress in an ivory silk. If you're looking for something for your after party or whatever it is, they have such a cute version of it that's perfect for any bride. It's called the Babette Silk Dress. Have fun with that one. Before we continue with more amazing fashion, I want to shout out one of our amazing sponsors of today's episode, Posh Peanut. While you are shopping for some new amazing pieces for your wardrobe for summer, I highly recommend that you also check out Posh Peanut. They have so many cute and colorful, amazing clothes for kids. Honestly, I can't stop shopping for my nieces and nephews. It's become really challenging. Posh Peanut makes thoughtfully crafted, beautiful and stylish clothes for kids and families designed in-house, from beautiful florals to your favorite brands such as Hot Wheels, Disney, Hello Kitty, and Barbie. Definitely a fan favorite in my family. Their pieces are made with ridiculously soft viscose from bamboo that stays soft even after you wash them over and over again. And their high-quality fabric is 4 times stretchier than cotton, so it grows with your child. It's also breathable and chemical-free, which means they're delicate on your baby's sensitive skin. Posh Peanut is made for infants, kids, and they also have sizing for moms and dads if you want the whole family to match. Love, really cute summer outfits. And if you're not a parent like me, consider this the perfect gift for any little one. Maybe you have a friend's baby shower this summer or a friend's kid's birthday. This can be your one-stop shop if you have no idea where to start. And Posh Peanut is loved by over 1 million parents and ordered by all of your favorite celebs and influencers. If you know, you know. Right now, Posh Peanut is offering our listeners 20% off your first order with promo code LGD. Go to poshpeanut.com/LGD and use promo code LGD for 20% off your first order. That's poshpeanut.com/LGD, promo code LGD. Before we move to the next trend, recapping, Reformation, Dish has really good ones, Mango and Simkai for the more expensive one. Long live the bubble hem. I'm so down for this. I feel like this is like that coquette trend naturally evolving. It was such a moment in fashion, I feel like, that really embraced feminine dressing. And I feel like I'm seeing so much of that trickle down into tiny little things such as a hemline. It's so crazy how just that simple switch can totally change a look and really made me feel so feminine and beautiful. Okay, the next one I want to talk about is not just for dresses. It's something that I actually saw myself when I was just in Italy a lot of. I was in Italy, as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, for 48 hours. I went with Tod's and we went to celebrate their partnership with the Italian Pavilion at the Biennale, which was such an incredible once-in-a-lifetime experience. I have never been to the Biennale and it was so amazing to see so many people there and so many incredible artists from all around the world. I actually had been to Venice one time before that and was really hesitant when I got invited on this trip because I did not have a great time. The first time I went with my sister, it was like a post-college trip. We were definitely like traveling on a budget. I remember we got there and no one had like told us how to navigate Venice. I think we just thought we'd figure it out. And I remember we took the train, I think from Rome, got off on the train, and especially living in LA with like Hollywood Boulevard, you're like kind of taught to not engage with people being like, do you want a taxi? Do you want a water taxi? Do you want to pay me to like take your luggage here? So we kind of like skipped past all those people. And because we thought that that's what you're supposed to do. Meanwhile, you're actually supposed to like either get a water taxi or a boat to like pick you up from wherever you are and take you to your hotel. We ended up like schlepping our luggage through the entire island of Venice in the sweltering heat of August in the most touristy season, literally walking like herded cattle. I swear I'll never forget it. And I actually think I passed one of the bridges that we crossed over and was just like, how far we've come. So it was definitely hot. It was crazy. It was touristy. And I feel like I didn't get a good representation of what Venice really is. This trip was the dream trip. I am so in love with Venice. What a romantic, incredible city. I was just blown away by like the people and the beauty and obviously, of course, being able to experience everything I did with Tod's. They were the most incredible hosts. I feel so lucky to have had that trip. We saw Andrea Bocelli perform. It was crazy. I got to see how they make some of the gondolas. We went to Murano Island where they make the most incredible hand-blown glass. So it was a dream trip for me, truly once in a lifetime. But I'm really happy that I went right before I filmed this episode because I was able to see so many little tidbits and like sneak peeks of what I think so many people are going to be wearing this summer. And one of those things was this layered kind of sheer romantic way of dressing that kind of emulates a dress, but is like a two-piece moment. I know we're talking about sundresses here, but this to me is like the cooler version of the sundress this summer. For example, I saw so many women wearing a long midi or maxi skirt with a longer tunic over it, and then they would belt it. So it looked like a dress, but it was actually a two-piece that was belted and kind of gave that same like flowy, romantic essence of a dress. And I think I can pinpoint it to when it started. Tory Burch's collection that she showed in the Natural History Museum, it was a year ago from now, so last February. It was, I think, her best collection to date. It was so beautiful. It really kicked off this like Grecian, flowy, drapery, multi-layered way of dressing that I think we're seeing so much now since that collection has gone to market. I remember wearing one of her pieces that was like a long dress, and then she had me layer like a jersey skirt over the dress. So it looked like a three-piece moment, and the top was really tight like a bodysuit. So you couldn't really tell if I was wearing like a top or a mini skirt. Or like something flowy underneath it. I love how it moves the eye. I love how different it feels. It feels really beautiful too, because again, that like drapery, those like that draped fabric feels really romantic and like feminine. So I'm really here for this moment of like layering this summer. And I feel like we're going to see so much of it, especially since Tory Burch really kicked it off. The one piece that I would recommend all of you get to do this is a like sheer layered skirt. There is one that I think is absolutely perfect from Source Unknown. You guys, if you have listened to the pod for a while, you know how much I love Source Unknown store. I think they're based in like South Korea, I think. I don't know. Every time I get a box from them, it says South Korea. I don't know. Regardless, such a cool brand. Like they always have such innovative, cool pieces. And I love shopping from them. They have this one skirt called the sheer midi skirt. It's in white. And again, it gives that same kind of layered moment that I was talking about. So the top of it feels like a white mini skirt. And then the bottom of it is sheer down to the ankle. So you can kind of see your legs a little bit. I see it styled here with like a sweater on top. I would probably style it with something a little bit more form fitting, like a white kind of like long sleeve or a bodysuit, so that you really give like dimension to all those pieces. And it's kind of like, what is she wearing? There is one look that is so perfectly styled on Source Unknown that is such a great kind of example of what I'm talking about. If you actually type in the sheer midi skirt in taupe gray, you can see that the model is wearing that same version of the skirt with the sheer layer in gray with this beautiful like silk kind of like beige top and a little belt and heel. And this is like what I feel like I'm going to be seeing all summer. Silks, sheers, organzas, all layered on top of each other. Another styling element as you're looking into this like sheer layered moment is to look at the belts that you have in your closet. I feel like belts have had a like renaissance in the past 3 years. I used to never really own belts. I didn't care about them. They were not part of my repertoire, really. I was like, okay, it's just a belt. I don't need it. Now I feel like fashion has really turned this new leaf where everything is belted. Belted dress. You're putting a belt over skirts. It's not even belted in loops. It's just there. It's like a styling element. It's not even for the function to like hold up your pants or hold up your skirt. It's just another layered moment, which again goes back to what I'm saying, that all these layers are where it's at right now. So definitely go in your closet and kind of take account of what you have and what you need. I always say with belts, make sure that you have a black, brown, or white. Or if that's something that feels a little too vague for you, go in your closet and look at the shoe tones that you wear the most. So the brown that I have isn't a dark chocolate brown because I don't really wear a lot of chocolate shoes all the time. I do wear, however, a pair of like sable brown heels a lot. And I have a matching belt for that, as well as, you know, a sable brown bag that I have and wear all the time. So look at the colors that you have and get belts to match. I'm a big believer that if you're ever wearing a belt, the color of the belt has to match the shoe that you're wearing. I'm going to repeat it. The color of the belt has to match the shoes that you are wearing. Non-negotiable for me. Very confusing when I see it otherwise. It's so distracting. Too many colors, too many like mixed, even in neutrals, by the way. Like if you're wearing a brown belt and black shoes, I don't like it. So that's my rule. I think it aesthetically, it feels good. It feels like the accessories are aligned. So again, take stock in your closet. I think one thing that is very prevalent right now is not this like skinny belt, but definitely like the chunky like statement belt. I love Aurum Collective, which is Cass D'Amico's brand. She's been on the pod and I'm sure a lot of you follow her. She has really great high quality belts. And I also really love the different tones that she has. She has like a classic brown. She has a taupe. She has like a snakeskin. She did a really good job of kind of identifying those different colors that you might need in a belt. And a really good price range from like $200 to the more like extravagant embellished ones that are $450. I love these like statement belts that I think, again, really add to the layers of what you're wearing. So again, let's recap. Source Unknown for that really great kind of sheer layered skirt. And Aurum Collective for the belts. Okay, moving on. I feel like all I see with dresses lately is this like jersey ethereal shape. And while I love the classic like poplin sundress that I feel like we all have, I really would encourage everybody to lean into something that's like jersey and drape this summer because I feel like we're going to see it in so many places. There is one that I absolutely love that I think and I might buy and I just can see myself wearing all summer. It's from a Spanish brand called Cedres that I love so much. And anytime spring, summer rolls around, I feel like I'm scouring their website because to me, they are like the ultimate spring, summer brand. The colors, the prints, it's just like it oozes summer. It oozes summer vacation. And I love their pieces. So the dress that I'm thinking of is the Sizzy, S-I-Z-Y. It's a cape detailed jersey maxi dress. It's this like beautiful kind of salmony peachy pink. and it has like a low cut hemline on the chest and just has this really cool like kind of cape detail in the back that you can either like use or not use. I actually don't know if it goes up over the head, but it drapes down the back regardless. I feel like this is one of those dresses that I have to buy. I have no choice but to buy it. And I see myself wearing it in so many different situations. This is like a great summer dress, like going out to dinner. I could dress it up with like a little gold sandal, maybe some like turquoise jewelry to make it pop a little bit, and like a cute summer bag. Or I could very easily be wearing this on vacation in Italy with flats around the beach. It's such an easy, beautiful dress. And I think something that I love about this like jersey drape trend is how comfortable it is. Like, I love that we're not in this era of like structured summer dresses that feel like hot and heavy and the fabric is annoying. This feels like a really welcome shift into something that just feels like breezy and just like, again, oozes summer. So I love this dress. And I feel like if you're someone who loves pink, this is a great way to go. I love pink. So, and I love pink in the summer, especially with a tan. It just feels so good. A little bit more on the pricier side is a brand that I've been paying attention to for a really long time. I have not gotten anything from them yet, but I see so many people on Instagram wearing them. So I might have to pull the trigger soon. It's a brand called Tove, T-O-V-E. And it's kind of giving like little sister of Totem, which I love. But the dresses are always really beautiful. Like, again, that draped, rouging vibe that feels really romantic. There's a dress called the Ugbad dress in light yellow, U-G-B-A-D. And this brand, I would say, is doing like draping and like rouging to the like highest degree. The dress that I was just talking about is like $2,000. And you can really see why. Like, it's beautifully made. The draping is like perfectly done. They also have like skirt versions of the drape for what we were talking about earlier, if you're someone who wants to try that like multi-layered vibe for the summer. I love this brand, super romantic and beautiful. I can definitely see it coming up on all of our Instagram feeds a lot this summer. Another person who I've talked about a lot on the pod that I think makes beautiful draped rouging dresses is Victoria Beckham. And I'm so excited because she just did a collaboration with Mango, which is one of, I would say, like, if I'm ever shopping very affordably versus like the H&M Zara's of the world, I'm instantly going to Mango. I find that their price point is a little bit higher and their quality is better than any of the others, if I'm being honest. But I'm so excited about this collab. I love Victoria Beckham and I love that she made her dresses on an affordable platform. There's one pink dress, the Goddess dress with decorative stitching, that is so similar to the dresses that she sells regularly for like $1,200. It's this like pink, silky, draped vibe, already sold out in a size 2 and 4. So if you love it, go get it really quickly. But this is a collab definitely to keep your eye on. And if you're hearing it now for the first time, I definitely recommend going on the website and seeing what's left, because I have a feeling it's going to sell out really fast. If you are looking to invest in something beautiful that you'll have forever, I really recommend going on her regular website. Her dresses are so good. Again, if you're going to a wedding this summer, go to her first. I promise you, you'll find something. Okay, to close out, I want to do a few honorable mentions of brands that I love for summer dresses that I think are just crushing it. So again, we talked about Ref having really good ones, Source Unknown, Dish, A+. I love Dish. Like, I don't know how they do it, but I love Dish. It's so good. We talked about Tove. We talked about Mango, Victoria Beckham in general. We talked about Cedres for that beautiful pink jersey dress. And last but not least, I have to share Doen. Doen is kind of my like weak spot. It's really my Achilles heel because it's quite expensive. Like, each dress is, you know, $300 to $500, which definitely is an investment for a summer dress. I usually want to like get a few under that price, but oh my God, they make such beautiful ones. There are so many like beautiful kind of white lace moments for soon to be brides that are listening for something to like get ready in. So many good prints. There's one dress that I absolutely love. That is the Merla dress. It's like a floral velvet moment that would just be so good in Italy. Second honorable mention, really love Rixo. I just got a spotted navy dress from them and I wore it when I was in Mexico with my family. It's so cute. It's like navy spots with a lace trim around the entire dress and this like cute little pink bow in the center. And it felt really good. Like, I loved the way it fit. There was like a tie in the back so you were able to kind of like adjust the tightness around your chest. And I just think that they make really good summer pieces. Again, one of those brands that just like oozes summer as well. And their pieces are all in the like $200 to $300 range, unless you're looking to get one of their gowns, which are a bit more expensive in the like $700 to $800 range. But for like an everyday sundress, I love what they're putting out. Just like good classic sundress vibes. Okay, guys, I've really prepped you for the upcoming summer. I know that we're so early, but I want to make sure that you guys are able to find the pieces you love and get them before Memorial Day, because once that starts, we are officially in the summer season. I can't believe it. That's almost a month away. So I hope you guys loved today's episode. I hope that you found something that you love and also got informed on some great summer style coming up. As always, if you miss something or you can't find it, slide in my DMs. I love when that happens because then I get to say hi and we can hang out. And if you have any time today, if you have a moment and you love this episode, please do me a favor and go on the Apple Podcast page and leave this show a review. Warms my heart, one, but two, it really helps the show grow. And I love to hear what you guys are thinking as you're listening. I hope you guys have an amazing week ahead. May is on Wednesday. I can't believe it. The year is going by so fast. I feel like it was just New Year's. And I'll see you guys next week for another new episode.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.